Students at college campuses across the country have called on universities to defund and abolish their campus police departments, including at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Illinois Newsroom education reporter Lee Gaines spent months digging into arrest data, talking with activists and campus officers. As she reports in the first of a three-part series, students and faculty who want campus cops gone say reforms won't work, that the police are a racist institution, and that they've targeted Black students and community members for years.
When I say officer, y'all say overseer. Officer!
About 60 people are gathered outside the police department at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus. They're all wearing masks and carrying pots and pans. They want to send a message to campus police. You're not welcome here. A U of I senior named William Burke is at the mic.
I was skating down Green Street 3 weeks ago. Skateboarding, right? Turn right on 4th. What happens? I get pulled over, and five other cops showed up no shorter than 3 minutes after that. I was skateboarding.
Burke, who is Black, was given a warning by campus police that says he ran two red lights. He disputes that. He's also one of many Black students on campus who say they're over-policed by UIPD. And here's what the data shows. More than half of people taken to jail by UIPD between 2016 and 2019 were Black. But Black students make up only about 7% of the U of I student body. And Black people make up an estimated 12% of the Champaign-Urbana metro population. Burke says campus police make him feel unsafe, and that's why he's advocating for their removal.
I'm paying this money to go to this school, I'm putting in my time to go here, and then they have cops there to just make me know that even though I go here and this is my school, it's not my place. That's how it feels to me, at least.
Burke started referring to himself as a police abolitionist after George Floyd, a Black man, was killed by a white police officer in Minneapolis last May. A lot of students I talked to say that's what propelled them into this movement. And now they want the U of I to take the $8-plus million they spend on police every year and put it into mental health and other services for students. And they're not alone. Students and faculty at campuses across the country, including in Michigan, California, and Connecticut, have staged protests and written letters calling on universities to dismantle their campus police departments. Dylan Rodriguez is a professor at the University of California, Riverside, and he's been a police abolitionist for the last 25 years. He explains the movement this way.
It's a recognition of the foundational violence of an existing system and the need to eliminate it. And it's a collective call to creativity, to remake the world in the absence of that system.
That system being policing, which leaves officers like the chief of UIPD police, Alice Carey, with some very big questions.
People can call to defund police, but what is the alternative? You can't take us away and leave society, you know, without resources.
Rodriguez answers her this way. Police react to crimes after they've happened, while abolitionists want a system focused on giving people the resources they need to prevent crime.
And I'm talking about mass shootings. I'm talking about sexual violence. I'm talking about so-called property crime. There's all different kinds of ways to prevent that stuff from actually happening that then eliminates the need for a reactive police force that gets on the scene when the damage is already done.
Rodriguez says police often make those situations worse. Carey, the UIPD chief, acknowledges the department can do better. She says they're taking steps to engage with communities of color more and adding social workers to their patrols. But she says campus police are necessary to protect vulnerable populations. Students like Latrell Crawford disagree. He's a Black U of I senior, and when he imagines a police-free campus, he feels safer.
With policing and stereotypes and, you know, being here, it's hard to do that when you don't even feel safe, like just comfortably walking on the campus. I want to be able to do that freely without, you know, the stereotypes existing, the systems existing that oppress us and marginalize us.
The U of I students plan to continue to agitate. They say they'll host workshops and other events this spring, and they're doing this so that hopefully, one day, all students will feel safe and welcome on campus, regardless of their identity. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.